going to call the City of Franklin's Plan Commission to order first. Where is the staff? Did they lose the staff? Mr. Fuchs, will you please take the roll?
Commissioner Micklegg?
Here.
Commissioner Ritter?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Mayor Taylor?
Here.
Commissioner Bennett?
Here.
Alderman Skronsky?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Excused. And so we have a quorum of the Plan Commissioners, and I would ask Mr. Chairman Young to call the Public Works Commission to order.
Alderman Schmidt?
Here.
Commissioner Rogalski?
Here.
Commissioner Wolf?
Here.
Commissioner Webster?
Here.
Commissioner Barnecki?
Here.
City Engineer John Bennett?
Here.
And also show Alderman Wilhelm?
Here.
And Alderman Fowler.
All right, if you please rise and join with me in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda for the Plan Commission is the minutes of Thursday, February 3rd, 2011. Discussion? If not, is there a motion to approve?
So second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to public hearings and business items. Mr. Deedle, I have on here item A, City of Franklin, Ryan Creek Interceptor Sewer Extension. We also have the same on the agenda for the Board of Public Works. Is that correct?
Correct.
Do you have a microphone available to you to so we can get this part of the record? It's a very serious matter. I'd like to get everything on the record.
Yes, sir. This item has been talked about for a while. It is reflected in the city's comprehensive master plan. The concept of the Ryan Creek Interceptor Sewer is reflected in the adopted comprehensive master plan. It's my understanding that City Engineer will give a more detailed presentation. This is to talk about the easements for this sewer. The design and location for that is fairly well set, and the Board of Public Works is here tonight as well to act on this matter.
Was the projector available, or is the GIS system, as I had asked?
We will have it available for the park plan.
Okay, so that will be coming down so that everybody here, the audience, knows what we're all talking about. Ryan Creek Interceptor is a project that affects a lot of households, a lot of businesses. So I was hoping that we'd have the projector that and the GIS system that I think we spent about $4 million on available. So that'll be now or a little bit later?
I think.
Okay. The problem is that these maps, the general public, can't really see them in great detail. And we do have, what is it, about a 20-foot screen, and it comes off very nice. So is that possible to get up or?
I don't know if City Engineer's maps are on the internet or the network.
Well, I just like it up for general. You can go to the maps, but I want to for the general public. I want them to know what we're talking about, general area. And I've said over and over since 99 that given that we spent $4 million on this, it would be nice to use it once in a while. This also, this is the, do you have the GIS system?
We're going to have access to our maps, and we'll have access to aerial photographs.
Okay. Well, as soon as we can get up, because I'd also like to, as we're doing this, demonstrate to the public that paid for this, what they get for their money, and that this is all available to them online right now. In fact, it's available to everybody in the world. So. Okay, why don't you proceed until they can get that up?
I would turn this over to City Engineer.
Yeah, we did.
We did.
We did.
Yeah.
Chairman Young was difficult, but we got him to do it.
He was snoozing in between.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, the city has had the Ryan Creek Interceptor. I'm going to raise the screen for just a minute.
I feel like I'm in a Broadway play. It's like somebody's going to pop up.
Cities had the, or at least the sewage districts had the Ryan Creek Interceptor on their maps from the probably mid-60s. It has been planned, but didn't get in their actual facility plan until just recently when they did the 2020 plan, which was about 2 years ago. And even that, it got in as kind of temporary, and the city has worked with the sewage district to bring this plan up and was able to work with the sewage district to what we call advanced finance the plan. In other words, the sewage district has agreed to allow the city to build the Ryan Creek Interceptor, and they would actually pay for it. And to do this, the city has applied for and received a state clean water grant or loan, and with that, the sewage district is by agreement, agreed to pay the city back for the loan for the first 2 years, and then to pay the city the funds to pay the loan to the state throughout the 20 years. So this has allowed then the Ryan Creek Interceptor to move up to where we are today, and the city has hired Rickard Melke, a consulting engineering firm, to lay out the interceptor. And I'm going to walk it over. Across is a copy of our GIS map, and this also is a copy of our GIS map. You'll notice, I'll try to get over here so everybody can see. Get this thing to work.
Mr. Bennett, just real quick, just the record reflect that assistant engineer Ron Romeis is now in attendance.
Okay. Basically, the connection to the interceptor starts at 60th and Ryan Road. The Metropolitan Interceptor, large diameter tunnel sewer, comes down along the Root River and at 60th Street and turns east and goes into Oak Creek and ends up at the South Shore treatment plant in Oak Creek. We have a point of connection at 60th and Ryan. Sewer is planned to run westerly along the south side of Ryan Road to just short of the corner, and then south through the Milwaukee County lands. Our initial plan was to run along the south portion, but due to environmental conditions in this area, a prairie and a wetland, the county has wanted us to come along Ryan Road, come south through a parcel of land on the corner owned by O'Malley, and then south, crossing over and along first south on 76th Street, crossing over, and then you'll see kind of unusual, looks like, and I've always said, look, a drunken sailor has laid this out, but what we've tried to do with the Ryan Creek Interceptor is to work with the new comprehensive master plan that has laid out the streets. And again, it's hard to see, but I'll use the pointer to show the interceptor then is following more or less a street system through and then comes out at 124th and Ryan Road. One of the conditions to meet the sewage district standards to make this a metropolitan interceptor sewer, which it will be ultimately a metropolitan sewage district, an MMSD sewer, is that it has to serve more than one community. So this sewer is servicing Muskego, and actually ultimately it will serve a small portion of New Berlin. And to have enough flow, because we have to build a large diameter sewer
or ultimate, have enough flow. We have to have initial flow to meet a 2 feet per second. And actually, that's the minimum, but we're meeting a 3 foot per second, because that's what it is in our agreement, that the city of Muskego has joined with us and are going to end up bringing flow in from the kind of the south portion of Muskego, and they're going to reverse a force main that normally has now pumped to the north, will pump to the south, and they will enter by force main into the Ryan Creek Interceptor at this point. Because right now, Franklin has very little in the southwest portion of the city to serve. So this interceptor sewer is designed basically for growth in the southwest portion of the city. What we're before the Plan Commission tonight, because the state statutes basically say, and maybe the city attorney will want to comment on this, that the Plan Commission needs to review and determine necessity, and then the Board of Public Works needs to review and determine the easements. And with that, then it would go back to the Plan Commission, and they would adopt the necessary resolutions to proceed with the Ryan Creek Interceptor. So basically, we're following the state statutes on this.
Mr. Bennett, we've all been discussing this project, actually as far back as I can remember, when I was council president and chairman of finance as an alderman. And there was a great desire on the part of the city, common council, business community, school district, etc., to try and get this project in and to convince MMSD to put it in place. I was just going through some of my files the other day and came upon an article that appeared in the Milwaukee Journal regarding when I, and I believe it was at that time Representative Stone, Senator Lozick, and many of the CDA members, EDC members, I don't know if Mr. Ritter might remember, I don't know if he was there or not. And we literally were begging the MMSD board to place this in their 2020 plan. And at that time, the cost was around $42 million. And when we thought that we had a good chance of success at that point, and about 2 days before we went in there, Mayor Bell was from West Dallas. She became chairman and went in front of Mayor Bell. And again, we thought that we had a great rate of success at that time. And I think the city at that juncture was willing to pay the full amount of $42 million to get this in here. Mayor Bell was quoted as saying something like this, and I'm paraphrasing it: I don't see why the people of West Dallas should have to pay for a sewer in Franklin, which pretty much put us on our own and took this whole thing off the schedule. And with that, the entire southwest quadrant of the city could never become developable. And all of this land is in the Franklin School District. Question I had is, I don't know if you can remember, is that pretty close to what transpired, your recollection?
I might just add to that from a technical standpoint. The original Ryan Creek Interceptor was supposed to be a gravity sewer. And then as time proceeded on, the sewage district said it's not economically possible to build a gravity sewer. We're going to have to put a lift station in. And since we're going to put a lift station in, it's more economical for each community to have its own lift station. Therefore, we're not going to have a district type of interceptor. Each community can build their own. And then at that point in time, the city hired Rickard Mielke and it was a joint project with Muskego, hired Rickard Mielke, and they came up with the system that showed that it is the more economical to have a gravity interceptor with both communities joining together. And of course, with a gravity interceptor, you get away from having pumps and mechanical problems, power failure problems, and operational problems. So everything goes by gravity. You don't have to pump anything. So finally, after probably a year of going back and forth, won't say negotiating, but kind of going back and forth with the sewage district, going over the figures, the sewage district finally said, yes, we agree, and we agree that the most economical procedure to do this is the gravity and a shared between the two communities, which means then it's eligible for the sewage district to pay for the cost. We meet their criteria.
Well, on that note, back in around 2006, early 2005, when we met with MMSD and Mayor Bell was the chair, my recollection is the city was willing to spend up to $42 million to purchase the sewer. The current arrangement is that the city of Franklin is going to, or is in the process of getting a loan from the Clean Water Act for somewhere around $31 million. However, when it's all said and done, MMSD will purchase the sewer, and so instead of spending $42 million, the cost of this will probably be closer to $1 million. Given that the 34,000 people of Franklin are paying for this, that's a savings of some $40 million.
That's correct.
It's pretty close to it.
Yes.
And while this is going in the Southwest Quadrant, the people that would benefit the most are all 34,000 people of Franklin.
So that basically is the Ryan Creek Interceptor. It is hard to see because we're 5 miles long, and again, it's hard to represent on any kind of drawing unless I did send out to the Plan Commission members and the Board of Public Works the more detailed drawings page by page by page. But even with that, you can see detail, but it's hard to see how everything fits together. So we are basically following the Ryan Creek up to 112th and Ryan Road, and then going west on Ryan Road to the west city limits. So again, we're starting at 60th and Ryan, more or less following Ryan Road up to just short of 76th Street, then going south, and then following Ryan Creek all the way up to 112th and Ryan Road, and then westerly. And the Ryan Creek Interceptor will stop right at the Franklin-Muskego line, and Muskego then will pump into that. They will be the initial flow within the system because, again, this isn't going to provide any service directly to any property. This will provide such that the whole area can be served, but no property will actually connect directly to this. We will have manholes, and they can connect to the manholes. And what we would foresee in the future, that sanitary sewer would be extended off this main trunk line sewer to serve the southwest part of the community. And all those sewer legs now have basically been laid out. We've checked stream crossings, and also we're sure we can get underneath the streams and that the system will work.
Okay. And how would you like to proceed?
I think, and maybe the city attorney would be best to advise you on how to proceed.
City attorney?
Mayor, there are actions required from both the Plan Commission and the Board of Public Works, and by state statute, those are preliminary to the council taking action, and all of this amounts to the necessary initial step by the Common Council, if you will, to acquire property for this public purpose of providing public sanitary sewer to the southeast quadrant of the city. There are two statutes for public acquisition in Chapter 32 of the statutes. One of those specifically pertains to sewer, and black letter of that statute says the first step for the county council is to adopt a relocation order. There's also a more general statute in Chapter 62, which speaks to the powers of cities and the like. And in that particular statute, and while I don't know that it's necessarily required on a sewer property acquisition project, there is a stated requirement in general when cities are looking to acquire property that a governing body or common council determine that the acquisition is necessary for a public purpose. Staff, considering the import and size of this particular project, recommends that the Common Council ultimately take both of those initial steps. Number one, determine the necessity of this project, and number two, adopt a relocation order. So all bases are covered, and it provides more public information, frankly.
So would it be...
With regard to the determination of necessity, the state law says prior to the council considering the determination of necessity, the Board of Public Works has to particularly describe property to be acquired. Now, the Board of Works has before it an acquisition map which particularly describes the property to be acquired, and Mr. Eberle, I noted this evening, handed out an updated version of that acquisition map. That's what's before the Board of Public Works. It is also before the Plan Commission this evening. So the action by the Board of Public Works would be to approve the specific description provided to the board this evening of the property to be acquired for Ryan Creek Interceptor Project, and I've provided you, Mr. Mayor, with a draft motion for consideration by the Plan Commission. What the Plan Commission does is approve the location and extension of the sewer facility and also recommend approval of the determination of necessity.
Okay, so would it be proper if a motion was made at this time by the Plan Commission?
Absent any further discussion by the members.
Or you could have the motion and have the discussion, right?
Correct.
Okay, I would ask, is there a motion to approve the Ryan Creek Interceptor Sewer Extension and location as presented to the Plan Commission on February 17, 2011, subject to such minor revisions determined to be reasonably necessary by the city engineer to further the overall project and to recommend approval of a determination of necessity of public acquisition of easements for the Ryan Creek Interceptor sewer installation upon real property in the area from the intersection of South 60th Street and West Ryan Road, generally following the Ryan Creek to the intersection of West Ryan Road and South 112th Street, thence westerly along West Ryan Road to the west city limits. Is there a motion effect?
So moved.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Would it also be proper at this time for the Board of Public Works to take up a similar motion? Or?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Chairman Young?
Correct. In our packets tonight, we did receive the acquisition map as speaking, and the proposed motion that we need tonight to read as follows. Motion to adopt the proposed land description for the necessary sanitary sewer easements for the construction of the Ryan Creek Interceptor from the intersection of South 60th Street and West Ryan Road, generally following the Ryan Creek to the intersection of West Ryan Road and South 112th Street, thence westerly along West Ryan Road to the west city limits, as if the descriptions were made by the board to recommend approval thereof to the Common Council. Mr. Wolf, and a second to that motion?
Second.
The city attorney?
Nobody's asked me about this, but I noticed that Mr. Wolf's name is on the acquisition map list of property owners, and so nobody asks the question with the thought 2 months or 2 years from now, assuming that nobody thought about it, since Mr. Wolf is a member and he is a property owner in the area to be acquired, I think it's appropriate to state for the record that at least as long as I've been around, which is now more than a couple of decades, there's a guideline by what used to be the Wisconsin Ethics Board and now is the Wisconsin Ethics Division, which states that when a public official is a member of a class of similarly situated interests, such as an alderman living on a block that's going to be specially assessed for public water coming in, where that particular official isn't treated any different than any other member of everybody else in that special assessment pool, in this case, list of property owners to be acquired, then it is appropriate for that governmental official to act upon and vote on the subject, and there's no need for any recusal. So I just thought I'd address that on the record.
Mr. Young, I called the city attorney because I didn't think you could see him. So I returned the invisible gavel.
Yes, we do. We have Mr. Wolf made that motion and seconded by Commissioner Webster.
No, Commissioner Barnecki.
Okay, motion then was on the floor by Commissioner Wolf, seconded by Commissioner Barnecki. Is there further discussion of that motion? Not all those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, that motion will have it.
All right. Mr. Deedle, does that conclude the business regarding item 3A?
I believe so.
All right. We'll now turn to item 3B, United Financial Group, Inc. And I'd like to thank the Board of Public Works, Mr. Young.
We have one small item just on our schedule, if we could take that up, Mr. Mayor.
Okay.
The schedule of our next meeting. We have conflicts with quite a few members on the 8th of March, which would be a regular scheduled meeting. Possibly a Thursday of the same week of March 10th. We have moved to a Thursday before, and I really don't have a conflict with anything else.
So moved. Second.
March 10th. Okay, then motion on the floor by Commissioner Webster, seconded by Commissioner Wolf to go ahead and schedule that meeting then for March 10th of 2011, 7 o'clock p.m. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? That motion will pass. We have a motion then to dismiss. And that would be at 7:27 p.m. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed? That motion will have it. Thank you.
I'd like to express my thanks to members of the Board of Public Works, and I'd also like to, I don't get a chance to do this, I'd also like to thank them for the great job that they do as the commission members, and a special thanks to Chairman Young for getting most of the snow off the streets the other day. Plowing, so. You're welcome. Now turn to item 3B, United Financial Group, Inc. Mr. Deedle.
This is an item in regards to the Forest Hill Highlands Plan Development District. The applicant is requesting a determination from the Plan Commission in regard to their proposal, if it's going to be a major amendment or a minor amendment of the PDD. They're changing the boundary in the northeast corner of the Plan Development District to accommodate to create a larger residential lot that's immediately adjacent to the PDD. They'll be removing some land, 0.2 acres, from the PDD, adding that land to the adjacent residential lot. And the issue is we wanted to expedite this matter as much as possible to be business-friendly, so we are bringing just this one item at this time, although the applicant is working on a couple other items within the PDD that will be coming to the Plan Commission shortly. But this one item is, again, to decide if this boundary change of the PDD is a major change, a major amendment, which would require a public hearing, or a minor amendment, which would not require a public hearing. Both would still go to the plan, Common Council. Staff's report, we are recommending that it is a major amendment. There is a ordinance that was adopting all the planning fees that identified the difference between major and minor and said that a boundary change was a major amendment. Also, there is in the UDO itself, it says that the Plan Commission makes the decision whether it's major or minor. So it's our staff recommendation that it's major, but the Plan Commission makes
just
the final
just
decision.
Just one second. Mr. Fuchs, could you ask the people out there if they could just move down the hallway? It's hard to hear. Thank you. All right. So I was going to ask you that you already put that in there, and that's that the planning department staff recommends that this be requiring the submission of a major PDD amendment application. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Right. And you're asking the plan commissioners for what? To obviously go along with your recommendation.
Correct. Understanding that they have the authority to decide either way, but our recommendation would be a major.
And did you say the applicant is or is not in favor or is in opposition?
The applicant would prefer the minor amendment, and the applicant is in the audience.
Okay. Commissioners?
I think it's fine to work out. This particular complex has been very, very good for the city. They participate very well. They have very good occupancy, and they've been doing the project as needed. So I think this is a very good amendment to do and to approve this amendment for the Forest Hill Highlands PDD amendment.
Mr. Bennett?
I agree. I think this is an excellent project, but I think the plan commission has got to be very careful that we're consistent. And maybe we should hear the reasons why the planning department recommends this as a major amendment. Because I do think it's important that we're consistent from development to development.
So why not minor? Why major?
Again, to be consistent with past practice, this particular issue hasn't come up before of a small boundary change. But past practice has always been in our staff reports and our staff discussions. It's always a boundary change or a use change is a major amendment. And that's generally supported by the language in that fee schedule. So those would be the main reasons why. We have some examples of different kinds of amendments that aren't really on point. So there was no actual case examples that we could recall or find that dealt with this specific issue. But generally speaking, boundary changes or use changes would be major. So things like site plans, changes to site plans would be minor.
All right. I'm going to ask city attorney. City attorney.
Mr. Guido, did you find any boundary changes on PDDs of record? I'm not recalling it.
I don't either.
Yeah, not that we're aware of.
So you never didn't find any boundary changes. I'll note that this is a shrinkage of the PDD. Mm-hmm. I would guess if somebody wanted to change a boundary on a PDD, they'd probably want to make it larger. Number two, in the real world, I think the practical aspect here, the applicant's letter says it's surrounded with compatible uses. I'm understanding that there's, you know, from this residential lot, which already exists, there's two families across the street from this particular lot. So the impact is, by making this lot bigger, instead of a single-family house, now they can build a two-family house. So the real world question is, whether it's major or minor, is, are you impacting adjoining property? Making it a two-family instead of one family, and I'm hearing that there's two families across the street from on all whatever sides from this property, so that's a consideration.
Alderman Skansky and then Mr. Ritter, and then I'm not ignoring you, Mr. Zolli. It's just that we'll have to suspend the regular our business to call you.
Yeah, I have to agree with City Attorney. I just see where you're moving a line from here to there. You're not enhancing the outside boundaries of this lot, and then the lot becomes more compatible with the buildings across the street, and I see it's an advantage and it's a plus to what's being done here.
So you're recommending minor amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Ritter, I'll just call you Alderman Ritter again.
I would tend to concur with the city attorney. I agree, I guess, in concept with the change in boundary, but in this case, yeah, if it were a significant enlargement, absolutely, I think we would want to consider that a major amendment. In this case, it's a relatively minor reduction. And correct me if I'm wrong, my presumption would be that, you know, the current single-family lot is an R5. If that were to be rezoned, that would require a public hearing?
Yes.
So, and to me, that's likely to be the more sensitive issue here. I agree there's R7 across the street at this point. I'm not sure that there's any, or at least the map we have doesn't show any R7 on the south side of the street. Whether that's a big deal for anybody, I don't know. But given that there would be a public hearing for rezoning from single family to two-family on the south side, I think that would be the issue. If anything in this is a matter of public concern, I think that would be the issue that's a public concern. And since there would already be a public hearing on that matter, in this case, I think I'd be more inclined to go with a minor amendment here, or at least more accepting of it. But I appreciate your point on being consistent with the language we have in the bill.
Mr. Micklake, do you have your hand up? Mr. Deedle, and then...
And I appreciate the direction that's hopefully what we were going to achieve through this discussion was to get further direction and guidance for this point forward. And I would point out that I'm also comfortable based on the conversation. As long as the two are tied together, it's a small change, and we're taking the real-life situation of the adjacent properties into account, too. If it's only one or the other, I would still be bringing it back to the Planning Commission with possibly saying it's a major change. But if I see a similar situation with both issues present, a small change, more likely a reduction rather than an increase, but taking into account the real-life situation, the existing uses, meets both of those criteria, I'm comfortable based on what I'm hearing.
Just based on a conversation, I'd ask Alderman Olson. Sorry. It's been going on all day.
Tough day today. I've been called worse, that's right.
He's sitting in the right chair. Well, I'm used to you sitting over there.
Yeah.
Alderman Skronsky, I was wondering if you would make a motion determining the proposed amendment to be a minor amendment.
Yes.
Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, I have it. Motion carries. Mr. Zolli, did you want to say anything?
Thank you very much. You all made a very good point.
That was a heck of a speech.
Well, you know, I just wanted to point out that the boundary changes between two lots that you actually own, so, and VR Maples Hall. All good points. Thank you.
They have a tremendous complex there. Really neat.
I'd also like to compliment you on your the people that you're hanging around with.
Keep the best of friends.
Yeah.
That Thelma Miller person is probably the most hardworking, well-respected, I was going to say person in Franklin, but I'll make it the universe. So, and that's it.
Very good.